ఓం శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. పూర్ణమదః పూర్ణమిదం పూర్ణాత్ పూర్ణముదచ్యతే పూర్ణస్య పూర్ణమాదాయ పూర్ణమేవావశిష్యతే. ఓం శాంతి శాంతి శాంతిః. శ్రీ గురుభ్యో నమః. హరిహి ఓం. వివేక చూడామణి శ్లోక 218. ఘటోదకే బింబితమర్క బింబం ఆలోక్య మూఢోరవిమేవ మన్యతే తథాచిదాభాసముపాధి సంస్థం ప్రాంత్యాహమిత్యేవ జడోభిమన్యతే. సో శంకరాచార్య హీ గివ్స్ అన్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ టు హెల్ప్ అస్ ఓన్ అప్ అవర్ చైతన్య స్వరూపం. It's a nice example. And this and the next shloka, they are actually example verses. And then he will extend the example to Atma also later. And here he says, imagine a pot which is comparable to the grass body. Pot is made up of mud and the body also is made up of refined mud perhaps. And imagine within the pot there is water, and within this grass body there is this sukshma shariram, the subtle body like the water, and up above there is the original sun comparable to the original consciousness, the bimba chaitanyam or Sakshi Chaitanyam. We are all familiar with all these words. So the pot, water and the original sun, they are comparable to the body, the subtle body and the original consciousness respectively. Then the original sun is reflected in the water. Then it is Pratibimba Suryaha. Similarly, in the Sukshma Shariram, in the subtle body, there is this Pratibimba Chaitanyam, or we have called this earlier as Chidabhasaha. So these are the four factors, and Shankaracharya says, an ignorant person, he looks at the reflected sun and mistakes it as the original sun. That is the example. And what is the limitation of the original sun? There are many limitations actually. One, it gets localized within the small pot. The original sun, when it is reflected in the waters in the pot, it gets localized within the small pot. And two, it is subject to movement from place to place when the pot also along with the water is carried from one place to the other. So the reflection also travels along with that. Suppose, for example, the pot is broken, then the water is gone, then the reflection also is gone. It is subject to arrival and departure along with the water. This is the lot of the Pratibimba Suryaha in the water. And now Shankaracharya says, an unwise person, an ignorant person, he commits the mistake of taking the reflected sun as the original. Whereas the wise person, he is one who dismisses all the three. Ghatam nishedati, ghata jalam nishedati, and ghata jalagata pratibimba suryamapi nishedati. He negates all of them and recognizes the original sun, the wise person, which will continue even after the destruction of the pot, the water, or even the localized limited sun. This is actually explained in two slokas, and later he will extend this to the Chaitanyam also. So when an ignorant person and he says, I am a conscious being, then which consciousness do those people take? That is a question. He takes the Pratibimba Chaitanyam only as himself. That is why he says, I am here. Wherever the body goes, he says, I go there, I sit here, all that he says. And a day comes when the water is emptied from the pot and transferred to another pot. What is that called? Punarjanma. The Sukshma Shariram water, it quits the body. And along with the Sukshma Shariram water, what goes away? the reflection also goes away, which we call it as death. And the Sukshma Shariram enters another body, thus making the life and consciousness also apparently has traveled. And where does it travel? Pitruloka, Gandharvaloka, Naragaloka, Swargaloka, it travels to all these places. And for that consciousness which is traveling, we have to do Shraddha Karmas, Tarpanas, all those we are doing. For what? For the Pratibimba Chaitanyam only, not for the original Chaitanyam. And why do we do all this? Because we are all ignorant people. We are all Ajnanis. And how long this should continue? As long as we are ignorant, Punarapi Jananam, Punarapi Maranam, that will continue. And therefore, Tathu Tathu Karmani, how to avoid death, how to get security, all those things. Take a LIC policy, that policy, annuity, this annuity, all that thing. All these savings are all for what? To save the unsavable. The Pratibimba Chaitanyam. So as long as we hold on to the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, the reflected consciousness, the entire Karmakanda is valid. We have no right to question Karmakanda. As long as one takes oneself to be the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, the reflected consciousness and not the original Chaitanyam. The moment one gives up the notion that I am the Pratibimba Chaitanyam, and also the consequent limitations also along with that, then the Veda says, Tatra Veda Aveda Bhavanti. You need no kandas, no karma kanda, none of those things are needed. You don't have birth and death, no relatives, none of those. But as long as you hold on to possessions and relatives, you are Pratibimba Chaitanyam, you have to keep doing all these Shraddhas and various karmas. The moment you say, I am the original Bimba Chaitanyam, you have no relationship whatsoever. Name Mrityu Shanka, Name Jati Bedaha, Pita Naiva, Me Naiva, Mata Na Janma, Na Bandur, Na Mitram, Gurur Naiva Sishyaha, Chidananda Rupaha, Shivoham, Shivoham, Shivoham. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, a wise person gives up all the three, the Sthula Shariram, the Sukshma Shariram and the Sukshma Sharira Pratibimbita localized traveling consciousness also. He removes all of them. And he takes himself to be what? I am the unlocalized consciousness. And how will that be? The Lord says, I give you the experience of it regularly, every day. When? During sleep. You don't have the notion of localization at all during sleep. Localization only is a superimposition on ourselves. Transferred from what? From the sthula sukshma shariras localization. I transfer them onto myself. When I stop the transference in sleep, I don't have space or time limitation. Jati niti kula gotra durakam. Nama rupa guna dosha varjitam. Desha kala vishaya ativartiyate brahma tattvamasi bhavayatmani. In the meditation verses, 10 shlokas, Shankaracharya gives, which is the description of the unlocalized consciousness, the original Chaitanya. All brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, all those things, they all belong to what? They all belong to the Pratibimba Chaitanya only, not to the original consciousness. Because reflection is associated with what? With Sukshma Shariram, which is associated with what again? The Sthula Shariram. So all these attributes are only for the reflection, reflected consciousness. This is said actually in four shlokas. First two shlokas give the example and the two shlokas are the originals. Now let us look at the shloka. Gata Udake Arka Bimbam Bimbitam. It's a simple Sanskrit. Gata Udage, in the waters of the pot, Arka Bimbam, the solar disk, the reflection of the sun, Bimbitam, that is reflected. The solar disk is reflected in the waters of the pot. Mudaha Vilokya, Mudaha means a confused person. Vilokya, he looks at this reflected sun. bimbitam arkam vilokya mudaha, this confused person, what mistake he commits? He says arkam iva manyate. He thinks, he takes the reflection as the original chaitanyam. Tata, in the same way, jadaha, jadaha in the fourth line, this is the ignorant person, chidabhasam upadi samstham, looks at the reflected consciousness. Vilokya, we have to understand this, it's understood. So experiencing the reflected consciousness, obtaining where? Upadi samstham, in the sukshma sharira waters, which is contained in the stula sharira part. Vilokya, here actually upadi, upadi the medium, is the sukshma sharira, manas and all that. So upadi samstham, sukshma sharire vartamanam chidabhasam alokya. So experiencing this localized reflected consciousness, jadaha aham iti eva abhimanyate. Jadaha, this dull-witted person, this unintelligent, indiscriminate person, experiencing the localized consciousness, takes that as aham iti abhimanyate. Out of what? Brantya, out of confusion, branti. So the reflected consciousness is mistaken as the real I. And what is the proof for that mistake? The first proof is the sense of localization. I am in this hall, I am in my office, I am in the car, all those. That is the first indication. And the second indication is, I feel connected to the body also. If you take the original sun is not connected to the water or the pot. It is not connected to any of them. It is only the reflected sun that is intimately connected to the water and pot. And if I claim I am the original consciousness, I will never claim this body at all. It is because of my identification with the reflection, I claim the mind also. Through the mind, I claim the physical body also. Therefore, physical body's mortality becomes my mortality. Subtle body's travel becomes my travel. And not only I am connected to the mind and body, through this body, I relate myself with mother, father, child, house, car, possessions, insurance, all that. So, like the root of the tree, even though the tree is here, the underground, the root, it has gone to so many feet away in the neighborhood house also. Similarly, I stay here. For example, my son-in-law is in London, daughter is in some other place, in Japan or somewhere else. I still get connected to all of them. In the 15th chapter, Krishna says, Adascha moolani anusantadani karmani bandini manushya loke. The root has spread all over. If an earthquake, for example, happens in Los Angeles, this person is worried. Why? Because some nephew or some niece is there. If it is in Nepal, he is like a sthita prajna, no problem at all, because none of his people are there. This abhimana and then the mahasamsaraha, they all follow. Therefore, jadaha brantya aham iti manyate. Shloka 219. Ghatam jalam tadgata marka bimbam vihaya sarvam vinirikshyater kaha tatasya yetatritaya vabhasakaha swayam prakasho vidushaya tatatha. So in this shloka, Shankaracharya, he explains further about the example. We are still in the example only. As I told, the first two shlokas are the example shlokas. So in the example, the mistake committed by the ignorant person is pointed out further. Now in this example, what is the right vision of the wise person that is said? What does the wise person do? Gatam jalam arka bimbam cha vihaya. Vidusha. Vidusha is in the fourth line. We have to bring it connected here. So the wise person, Vidusha, he gives up. He renounces, negates, vihaya. But negates means not physically, only intellectually. He need not physically destroy pot and the waters. No need. So the ghatam, Jalam, Arkabimbam. Arkabimbam means the Surya's reflection. The part water and the reflected solar disk, all of them tadgatam, obtaining the water, the solar disk reflected in the water. Vihaya sarvam, all these three he negates. And arkaha vinirikshyate, the original solar disk, arkaha, the original sun, is understood by the vidusha, the wise person. So the wise person sees the original sun, and what is the nature of the original sun? That is described beautifully in the third line. Tatastaha, unconnected to the all the three part, the original sun is unconnected. Tatastaha means asanga. Literally it means the one who stands on the bank of a river. When one stands on the bank of a river, whatever happens in the river, the flow does not affect him. There are so many impurities, so many things may be floating in the river, they do not affect him. He is witness of the river, but the river's condition does not affect this person who stands on the bank of the river. So the word tatastha is used to signify asangatva, no relationship whatsoever. Similarly, the original sun is asangaha. In what sense? Let the pot be born, sun is the same. Let the water be poured out, or let the reflection of the sun is, it is same only, no change at all. So let the pot, the water, and the reflection travel, the sun is same, no change at all. And let there be an increase in the number of pots. There are not one pot, there are so many pots, let us say. Now there are no more many suns, there is only one sun. There are so many reflected suns, but only one original sun. Now, will the sun also, will it gradually wear out because there are so many reflections in so many parts? No. Let there be millions of reflections, the original sun is in its own glory. And let all of them be destroyed, all the parts be destroyed, the sun is the same. So, sun is called tatastaha, asangaha. And what is the job of the sun? It does only one thing. Yetat Tretayava Vasakaha. It only illuminates all these three. Etat Tritaya means it lends light to all these three. It lends light. So the pot is bright because of the original sun. Water is also bright, and so is the reflection, all because of the original sun. Therefore, it lends light to all of them. Tritaya Avabhasakaha. And the sun gets light from where? Swayam Prakashaka. The sun itself remains self-effulgent. And such a sun, or the original sun, Vidusha Nirikshate. Such a sun is recognized by the intelligent person, Vidushas. So the whole sentence actually is in passive voice. Arkaha Vidusha Nirikshate. The original sun is recognized by a wise person. And what about the ignorant person? The Pratibimba Arkaha Avidusha. Vidusha Avidusha. Opposite Nirikshate. The reflected sun alone is seen by the ignorant person. Yata Tatha. In the same way, you have to connect it to a Jnani also, which Shankaracharya himself is going to explain in the next two shlokas. Shloka 220. Deham dhiyam chit pratibimbam evam visrujya buddhau nihitam guhayam drashtaram atmanam akhanda bodham sarva prakasham sadasadvilakshanam. So we have to extend the example and recognize it in the original also. In fact, this shloka and the next shloka have to be actually read together, because both the subject and the verb, they come only in the next shloka. So it will be too involved statement. So the easier thing is to supply the subject and the verb in this shloka, borrowing it from the next shloka. So you add Puman Vijanati. Puman. Puman is a subject, an intelligent person. Vidwan, that is a subject. And what does he do? Deham Diyam Chit Pratibimbam Visrujya. we can understand all of them. The wise person, visrijya, negates, he disowns. What are the things he disowns? He does not claim the body as himself, deham visrijya. The moment one claims that body he is, then he is in trouble. And if he says, I don't mind being in that thing, then wish you all the best. If a person says, I don't want to disown my body, good, all the best to you. And some people identify with the body, then the mind, and then reflection also. But the wise person, he does not want any of those troubles. So the first thing what he does is, deham visrijya. He gives up the body. He gives up the body means what? Not he commits suicide. He gives up the body identification. Deha vimanam visrijya. Then diyam visrijya. He does not identify with the sukshma shariram also. Mind, buddhi, di buddhi. Buddhi means again the sukshma shariram. And then chit pratibimbam cha visrijya. He does not identify with the reflected consciousness also, which is localized consciousness, chit pratibimbam. That also visrijya, giving up. So, evam, in this manner, as explained in the example, so, drishtantavat, as drishtanta means the example, as given drishtanta. So, the pot, water and reflection in the example, here also, the sthula shariram, sukshma shariram and chidabhasam, chidabhasam reflected consciousness. After negating all these three, he recognizes what? The bimba chaitanyam vijanati, the original unlocalized consciousness, he owns up. Here, we should know again one thing, as we have mentioned many times earlier also, any example given should be extended to certain relevant things only and cannot be extended to everything. Where to extend and where not to extend, one should know. And so, the teaching also, that becomes easier. Here, the reflected sun and the original sun, they are physically away in the example. Right? Reflected sun is in the waters of the pot. Original sun is up above in the sky. They are separated completely. So, the teaching also becomes easier to the teacher. We can say, don't see in the water, down, look up. Very easily the teacher can say, to see the original sun, don't look into the water, look in the sky. So, this sun is not the original, the one above only is original, the teacher can easily point out, job is easy. But in the case of reflected and original consciousness, we cannot talk about physical distance at all. Why? What is the reason? Because the original sun happens to be a finite localized entity in the example. Whereas the original consciousness, like the sun, there is no Atma standing out to see. In Sandhyavandana Karma, we give the example. Surya Atma Jagatastastushascha Tachakshur Devahitam Purastad Shukra Mucharate Pashye Masharadashatam Jive Masharadashatam Nanda Masharadashatam Moda Masharadashatam. So Surya Atma Jagataha Tastushascha. Like that, if the Atma were physically away, I could have taught very easily. But here the difficulty of the teacher is what? The reflected consciousness and the original consciousness, I cannot physically separate and show you. In which case, Vedanta could have been a job of one or two classes only, if it can be easily separated and shown. And the student would not have too many questions either. But the problem is what? The localized and unlocalized consciousness, I have to teach you in a peculiar way. How? I have to show you the example of the deep sleep state, sushupti avastha. And I have to tell you how in the deep sleep state, I am a conscious being without the sense of localization. And how you are free from the notion of limitation also in deep sleep. And that I, the consciousness, is the intrinsic I. The localization comes only in the waking state. Localization goes away in the sleep state. The localization is not my intrinsic nature because of its arrival and departure. Because it arrives and goes. It's not my intrinsic nature. When does it arrive? When the mind is active, it arrives. And when the mind is resolved in sleep, it also resolves. That is why we have to remember Sushupti Avastha and Jagrat Avastha. In fact, we have experienced both. Our problem is not one of experience. We are experiencing it every day. When do we experience localized consciousness? In Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha. So Jagrat Swapna Yoho, in the Jagrat Avastha and Swapna Avastha, unlocalized consciousness. When do we experience? During sleep. When we sleep, for example, in bed or in the, sometimes maybe in the class, 9 o'clock, all the Pramatru, Pramana, Prameya, Triputi, Sarvam Gatam, all are gone. Are you existent? I am as unlocalized consciousness. We have experienced both. Our problem is what? Which one is intrinsic and which one is incidental? That we have confusion. Now we have taken the localized consciousness as intrinsic and sleep as incidental. Vedanta tells the opposite. So Shastram is only to give us the knowledge and not a new experience, because we have the experience of both every day. Therefore, the original consciousness, the unlocalized consciousness, the wise person, he owns it up. Then comes the description of the unlocalized consciousness. Guhayam buddhau nihitam, which pervades the buddhi, unlike the sun. The original sun is crores of miles away, whereas here the original consciousness is buddhau nihitam guhayam, which is very much pervading the buddhi, which is called guha because of ignorance. So buddhi guhayam nihitam, it pervades the buddhi guha also. Actually, those who attended the Kathopanishad lecture, if you remember this mantra, ritam pibantau sukritasya loke guham pravishtau parame pararde chayatapau brahma vido vadanti panchagnayo yecha trinachiketaha. Just before, actually, the Ratakalpana, the famous Ratakalpana shloka in Kathopanishad. So there he says, within the mind itself, both consciousness are there. What are the both consciousness? The original consciousness and the reflected consciousness, both of them are in the same mind. That is why the teacher says, Guhayam buddhau nihitam and drashtaram. All these are actually descriptions of the consciousness. We have to understand original consciousness. So avastatraya sakshinam drashtaram, all in the, actually in the second case. So see, this is the dvitiya vibhakti, all of them, because we have to supply the word vijanati. The wise person knows, the wise person knows actually the unlocalized consciousness which pervades the buddhi also, which is avastatraya sakshi. It is called tvam pada lakshyartha. In Vedanta we call it tvam pada lakshyartha. Reflected consciousness is called vachyartham and original consciousness is called lakshyartha. And we will see actually the details of what is vachyartham and what is lakshyartham and all a little later. All those we are going to see. And then atmanam, which is the real I. Reflected consciousness is a fake nature. It's my fake nature. Like the reflected face in the mirror. You have the mirror. The face in the mirror is a fake figure. One can use it though, but only it is fake. Fake I. And akhanda bodham, which is undivided consciousness. Akhandam. Whereas reflection is divided. Because wherever jalam is there, there will be reflection of the sun. If there are 10 parts, there will be 10 reflections. One reflection in this part, one in another part, and in between there will be no reflection. So reflection is khanda bodham and original consciousness is akhanda bodham. It is undivided consciousness. And sarva prakasham, the illuminator of everything. So I illumine all the bodies and mind of the world. I alone am reflected in your mind, in an ant's mind, in an elephant's mind, In fact, I am in Indra's mind also, and I am experiencing all the various nice things that are going on, all the dances and music and all those things that go on Swargaloka also I experience. I am Sarva Prakashaha. And Sadhu Asadhu Vilakshanam. I am beyond Vilakshanam, beyond Sat and Asat. Sat means Karyam, effect. And Asat means Karanam, Karya Karana Vilakshanam. Because Karyam also is matter, Karanam also is matter in energy form. And who am I? I am beyond Karya Karana matter. So Karya Karana Vilakshanam Swayam. Actually, again, in the meditation verses, Shankaracharya, he says, Ekameva Sadaneka Karanam, Karanantara Nirasa Karanam, Karya Karana Vilakshanam Swayam, Brahma Tattvamasi Bhavayatmani. They are all beautiful shlokas. So sometimes if I have time, maybe I will do those meditation verses. So Sachan Atma Puman Vijanati, the wise person, he recognizes. Puman, the wise person. So I am the Bimba Chaitanyam, I am not the Pratibimba Chaitanyam. Some more description of the Bimba Chaitanyam, they are given in the next shloka. We will read. Shloka 221. Nityam vibhum sarvagatam susukshmam antarbahishunyam ananyam atmanaha vijnaya samyang vinijarupametat puman vipapma virajo vimrutyuhum. So in this shloka, the first two lines, they have to be connected to the previous shloka, as we said earlier. So puman vijanati, the subject and verb are in this shloka. So this individual, he knows the original atma as described earlier. And the description also continues here. So how should we read? If you have to connect it with that thing, we have to read puman in the previous shloka, drashtaram, atmanam, akanda bodham, sarva prakasham, sadasad vilakshanam, nityam, vibhum, sarvagatam, susukshmam, antarbahishunyam, atmanaha, ananyam, vijanati. That is how we have to connect these two shlokas. So such an atma, he recognizes vijanati. So further description of the original atma is given here. And what is that? Nityam. Atma is eternal. Whereas the reflected consciousness cannot be eternal. As long as the reflecting medium is there, the reflection will be. When the medium goes, reflection also goes away. So while reflection is anityam, the original is nityam. It is eternal. Then vibhum. Vibhum means all pervading, which is the second difference. Because any reflection will be as pervasive as the reflecting medium only. That is why we said reflected consciousness is localized consciousness. Why? Because reflecting medium is located, localized. My mind is here only. Whereas, what about the original consciousness? It is vibhu. Vyapnoti sarvam iti vibhu. That which is all pervading. Therefore, nityam indicates time-wise limitlessness and vibhum indicates space-wise limitlessness. That is what actually Krishna said in the second chapter, shlokas 12 to 25 of the second chapter, description of the original consciousness. Nitya sarvagatastanuhu achaloyam sanatanaha avyaktoyam achintyoyam avikaryoyam uchyate. He defined all of them there. Na jayate mriyate va kadachite nayam bhutva bahuda vanabhuyaha. All those beautiful shlokas. So all are this atma only, the original consciousness. Then sarvagatam. Sarvagatam, that which pervades everything. Here, actually, there is a small detail. We can just see that also. The words vibhu and sarvagata, they seem to be repetitive. In fact, the line is actually borrowed from Mundaka Upanishad. Yattadadreshyam agrahyam agotram avarnam achakshushrotram tat apanipadam nityam vibhum sarvagatam susukshmam tadavyayam yat bhutayonim paripashyanti dhiraha. That is what it is beautifully defined in the Mundaka Upanishad. And there it says in the first section that Aksharam Brahma is defined as part of Paravidya. Paravidya and Aparavidya. I don't know how many of you are familiar with those terms. In Bhagavad Gita, we covered all of them in great detail. So repetition is a dosha. Whenever you, for people, authors, when they write, repetition of a word is a dosha. It is called Punarukti dosha. It is a defect. And then how do you solve this in this case? Shankaracharya cannot make such mistakes. So we should only try to understand it properly. So the word vibhu has the meaning of that which appears as everything. That is vibhu. So vividham bhavati, vividham bhati, iti vibhu. That which is inherent in everything as the very substratum of everything. For example, we can say gold is vibhu, as inherent in all ornaments. We can say wood is vibhu, as inherent in all furnitures. In fact, vibhu indicates the karanam, the cause, because karanam alone appears as various karya effects. So vividam bhavati means, so abharana rupena, vivida abharana rupena bhavati iti vibhu swarnam. The gold appears as various ornaments. So vividam. Similarly, wood also is vibhu. Similarly, atma also is vibhu. But the significance of this expression we will be analyzing later only. Therefore, we will understand vibhu as that which is inherent in all. We can call it antaryami, inherent in all. And then the word sarvagatam, that means all pervading. So vibhu means the one that is inherent in everything. And sarvagatam is all pervading. And what is all pervading need not be inherent also. So both are words, both the words are used to indicate that it is all pervading and inherent. Then susukshmam, it is extremely subtle. And subtlety, it can be understood in different ways. Now we can perhaps take one definition of subtlety here. It is incomprehensive. Subtlety means it is incomprehensive. That which cannot be comprehended. And susukshmam means that which is ever incomprehensible, ever unknowable. Why Atma is said to be incomprehensible? Because Atma is the comprehender of everything. So the ultimate subject can never be objectified. That is why consciousness is beyond all experimentation, because it is the very experimenter, the subject. It can never become an object at all. So actually there is a beautiful passage in Brihadaranyaka Upanishad. Drishter drashtaram pashyehe na shrutehe shrotharagum shrunuyaha na mater mantaram manvita na vijnater vijnataram vijaniyaha. Beautiful shloka. There it says, how can you see the seer, hear the hearer, think of the thinker, know the knower? How can the subject ever become the object? So being unobjectifiable, it is called susukshmam. So what is sukshmam? If you take, for example, the stula shariram, sukshma shariram and karana shariram, the subtlety, the stula shariram is less subtle than sukshma shariram, which is less subtle than karana shariram. So karana shariram is the subtlest, and atma is the most subtle, even subtler than karana shariram. And therefore this prefix sukshmam, so karana shariram itself is sukshmam, atma is subtler than karana shariram, so it is extremely subtle, so it is called sukshmam. And antar bahihi shunyam, that which has nothing inside or outside. Antar, inside, bahihi, outside. It is homogeneous. Even the significance of the term will be known only later actually, but both vibhu and antar bahihi shunyam to be understood fully later actually, when we talk about the various mahavakyas and all those things, significance of them, many of these things will become clearer. So atmanaha ananyam, which is not different from paramatma. Atmanaha means paramatmanaha. So Brahmanaha, Paramatma, Brahmanaha, Ananyam, which is identical with the Brahman. means Paramatmanaha Brahmanaha Ananyam. Such an Atma, these wise people, they come to know. Then what is the prayojanam for this knowledge? What do I get? What is the benefit? Yetat samyang vijnaya. Suppose a person knows this Atma very well, doubtlessly, without any vagueness. Such a knowledge is called samyak vijnanam. So that is the knowledge which is doubtless knowledge. Not even a small doubt should be there. And a person should know the original consciousness. How to know? As nija rupam vijnaya. Nija rupam, as myself. One should not say, I have an Atma, no use. Because I possess an wonderful Atma, maybe all right, but I am horrible. I may have a wonderful Atma, but I myself will be horrible then. Therefore, nija rupam jnatva. So wherever we use the word Atma, we should be able to use the word I and touch our heart. I am that Atma. I am the Sakshi. I am eternal. I am all-pervading. I alone appear as everything. All these I should be able to tell without any doubt whatsoever. And one should not think of it as a joke also, because for most people to think that they are Atma, how can I be? I am 5 feet, so many inches, so many pounds. How can ever I be infinite? Atma, Sarvajna, Sarvashaktiman, Omniscient. How it is possible? So it's not as a joke also. So this should become a fact for me. Then and then alone, I can claim myself to be a jnani. Therefore, nija rupatvena, myself, this is called aparoksha jnana. Otherwise, it will become a paroksha jnana. So, aparoksha jnanam prapyam puman vipapma bhavati. Actually, this is the palashruti. He asked the question, what is the benefit for me? That is the answer. He becomes vipapma bhavati. That knower, that jnani, vipapma bhavati. He becomes free from all the papams, all the sins at once. And the commentator, if you remember Chandrasekhara Bharati, Jagadguru Chandrasekhara Bharati, he says papam includes punyam also. So he becomes devoid of both papam and punyam. By this knowledge, one transcends punya papam. Just as, for example, a dreamer, he transcends all the punyam and papam, dream papams, without a single prayaschitta. Actually, when he was dreaming, he was having so many punya papa, so he went to an astrologer in the dream, and the dream astrologer gave him a 3-4 pages of list of prayaschittas. You have to do that shraddha, this shraddha, maharudram, all those things, gaya shraddham, everything, so many things he gave. And when he was about to start all these karmas in dream, what happened? He woke up, and what does he understand? All of them are dream only. He doesn't do any karma. But what all he has to do? He should only wake up. So Puman, the woken up, the wise person, he is free from all punya papas. Sanchita papa vinashaka lingam. Tad pranamami sadashiva lingam. Not only he becomes free from papam, then virajaha, free from all causes of papam also. The impurity which causes punya papam, he becomes free of them also, which can be termed as ajnanam. Here, because all these things, punya papas, are all the result of ajnanam, ignorance, or ahankara, we can say, or the kartrutva buddhi, the doership, are all called rajaha. So he is free from that rajaha, free from the cause of punya papam. Otherwise, what will happen? I may keep on removing all punya papas, but I will keep on acquiring fresh punya papas. And so the source of papam can be blocked by only one way, by knocking off the cause of papam, that is by jnanam. So because of the punya papa nashaha, vimrityuhu bhavati, he becomes immortal also. Death does not touch him. Mrityorma amritam gamaya. When we say he becomes immortal, again there is also a small detail we have to understand clearly. Not that the body becomes immortal. Body cannot become immortal. He disidentifies from the mortal body. That's all he does. And even if his body will die, he will not say, I will die. Because I is not placed in the body. He will maximum say, this body will die. He will never say, I will die. What about you then? Aham na jayate mriyateva kadachite. I never die. I have no birth. I have no death. So vimrityuhu bhavati. And here maranam refers to actually shad vikaras, the sixfold modifications, changes. So therefore shad vikara rahitaha bhavati, janma, mrityu, jara, vyadi, vyaya, nasha, rahito bhavati. Such a person. Shloka 222.
Vishoka ananda ghano vipaschit, swayam kutis chinna bibheti kaschit, nanyosti pantha bhava bandha muktehe, vinaswa tattvavagamam mukshohom.
Here also, the first two lines, that should be connected with the previous sloka. Puman, Puman the wise person, becomes all these. Some of them are said in the previous sloka. Vipapma bhavati, virajaha bhavati, vimrityuhu bhavati, we all saw all of them. To that we have to include Puman, Vishokaha, Anandaganaha, Vipaschit bhavati. All these also have to be added to that. Vishokaha bhavati means what? He becomes free from all the shokas. He becomes ashokaha bhavati. And then anandaganaha bhavati. He becomes the embodiment of ananda without any dukkham. Saha anandi bhavati. He becomes embodiment. Raso vaisaha rasagkevayam labdvanandi bhavati. Upanishad. And then vipaschit bhavati. Vipaschit bhavati means sarvajnaha bhavati. The word sarvajnaha, sarvajnaha means it can be interpreted also in different ways. One of them only we will see at least. So sarvajnaha, he knows I am the consciousness, and we also know that the consciousness alone illumines everything. So he knows I am the consciousness, and we all know consciousness illumines everything. Therefore, whatever is illumined anywhere in part of the creation, that is illumined by consciousness, and I am that consciousness, and therefore I am the illuminator of all. A equal to B, B equal to C, A equal to C. I am the illuminator of all. If someone asks, if you are the illuminator of all, and suppose I ask some question about Australia, for example, or any such, I have not gone to Australia. Somebody asks a question to me, will you be able to talk about Australia? Then what should I do? So you should not have, you might not have visited Australia, all right. If someone says, then I will say, when you say you have not visited Australia, what do you mean by the word you? You are referring to your body-mind complex. And I never said my body-mind complex knows everything. When I say I know everything, I mean I, the consciousness. In fact, when an Australian talks about Australia, I, the consciousness, am the one who is illumining Australia through the Australian body-mind complex. And therefore, I alone am talking about Australia through the Australian body-mind complex. Therefore, I am that consciousness who is illumining everything. When I am all pervading, I pervade all those also. The consciousness, I means not the body. Therefore, who am I? Aham sarvajnaha. Just as one waker alone is behind every dream individual, illumining the dream object, so vipaschit. This is one significance of that word. And there is also another significance, which I actually, we don't have to go into the details now, but just to give you the clue, the second one is based on, again, the Mundaka Upanishad sentence, yasmin vijnate sarvamidam vijnatam bhavati. Based on this also, he is omniscient. So it is adequate to know that vipaschit means sarvajnaha. So this jnani becomes omniscient, free from sorrow, embodiment of ananda, and kutaschit swayam na bibeti. He is not afraid of anything in life. Because the basic fear is what? Is the fear of death. Whatever is the basic, that is all absent, because I am either afraid of death, or the way I will die also, I just want to die instantaneously. A lot of people, no, death anyway, I'm not afraid. Everybody has to die. I only want to die without any problem, causing no problem to anybody or to myself. Anayasena maranam vinadainyena jivitam dehime kripaya shamboho tvayi bhaktim achanchalam. That is a prayer. There's also a prayer for that. Oh Lord, let me not linger on the bed with tubes all over the body. I don't want to die in such a situation. I want to die just instantaneously. I want to be just talking, doing all my business, what transactions, and just breathe. That's all. Breathe my last. They have made even a separate prayer for that to Shiva, because Lord Shiva is the Lord of death. So we have got fear of Vyadi up, and then Apakshaya, the weakening of the system. All these are causes of fear. Everybody is afraid of old age and all these things. And what about Atma? Na jayate, na mriyate, na apakshiyate, virogaha bhavati. And therefore, what should I be afraid of? So, kudaschit na bibedi. For this also, there is another significance. We will see actually later. Some of this, as I told, are all meaningful only after the Maya Mahavakya Vichara. So, we are going to do that, after several slokas, Mahavakyas. So we have not yet entered into those topics. So we have to reserve the interpretation for that at that time. And kutaschit. Kutaschit means from any source or any cause. Na bibedi, not afraid. Therefore, the greatest benefit of self-knowledge is freedom from any type of fear. Then Shankaracharya concludes Atma discussion in this shloka, which started in shloka 210. Swatattva avagamam vina. Without this particular knowledge, swatattva avagamam, the knowledge of the real nature of oneself. Tattva means the real nature, or original consciousness is tattva. Swa means oneself, and avagamam means knowledge. So the knowledge of the real nature of oneself, vina. Without that, without the knowledge of the real nature of oneself, anyaha kaschit pantaha nasti. There is no marga, method, means for what? Bhava bandha muktehe, for freedom from the bondage of samsara other than jnanam. There is no other marga, no other way for freedom from samsara. That is the only method. As was said repeatedly earlier, these lines are all very, very important, because they say that there are not many methods, many paths for moksha. And all the beliefs that karmana mokshaha, bhaktya mokshaha, raja yogena mokshaha, kundalini yogena mokshaha, they are all only views of many individuals. But they are not the teachings of the Vedas. There are many margas to give chitta shuddhi. We also don't accept that all religions lead to the same goal also. All religions can give chitta shuddhi. But for moksha, there is only one knowledge, and that knowledge alone is the teaching of the Vedas. So Shankaracharya presents here, anyaha pantaha nasti, to attain liberation. For whom? Mumukshoho, for the seeker of liberation. Acharya is very careful. Because the student may say, who wants liberation? I don't want moksha. I am very happy. Not me, not for me. So if you say, I don't want liberation, I don't want to impose Vedanta upon you. We have got the entire karmakanda for dharma, artha, kama. You have to come to the wrong address. You have come to the wrong address, because our aim is not canvassing students for moksha. Our aim is to help a person who wants liberation. We don't want to fill the hall with so many people who are not interested in moksha, who genuinely believes that they need to attain liberation. Shloka 223.
Brahma binnatva vijnanam bhava mokshasya karanam yena dvitiyam anandam brahma sampadyate budaihi.
So with the previous shloka, the Atma Swarupa Vichara topic is over. So, the topic of the real nature of oneself, which is different from the panchakoshas, the panchakosha vilakshana atma has been revealed. And this analysis is technically called in Vedanta as tvam pata vicharaha, or Jivatma Vicharaha, enquiry into this Jivatma. Knowing that I am the consciousness different from the body, that is called Jivatma Vichara. Or Tvampada Vichara, from Sloka 210 to 222, the last Sloka. Here on Shankaracharya, he keeps a big canvas in mind, and we will give a hint of what the development is going to be, so that we have the total picture. And in the next section, Shankaracharya will do the Paramatma Vichara, otherwise called Tatpada Vichara. Tvampada Vichara, Jivatma Vichara, this Tatpada Vichara, that is Paramatma Vichara, and thereafterwards, the next stage will be what? Tat Jivatma Paramatma Aikya Vichara. The inquiry into the Aikyam, oneness of the Jivatma and Padam Paramatma, which is otherwise called Asipada Vichara. Tatvam Asi, Tatpada Vichara, Tvampada Vichara, and Asipada Vichara. That is the vision for the development. And the next question will be, why should Acharya develop in this manner? What is the logic and purpose for him to do this? And this much knowledge seems sufficient, because whatever we have seen so far should be sufficient, because the Acharya has given the Palashruti also. Once I know I am the consciousness different from the body, I know I am eternal. That is the Palashruti. Why should I continue at all? Viveka Chudamani can stop. The teaching is, this teaching is enough. The significance is this. In Tvampada Vichara, we are only stressing the point that I am the consciousness other than the body, mind, and even the potential form of all this, namely the Karana Sharira. So I am different from the body, the subtle body, and the causal body also, and obviously the Jagat also. All this put together is called matter. My knowledge now is what? I am different from matter. But Vedanta says, this knowledge is not sufficient, because you have not clarified the relationship between the consciousness and matter. Are they separate? Or is one of them the property of the other? All those questions are not clarified. That is the deepest discussion in all systems of philosophy. The materialist philosophers, what they say, that consciousness is subordinate to matter. And the Sankhya philosopher and the Yoga philosophers, what they say, both are equal and distinct. Matter and Atma are equal and distinct. And there are other systems, including science, what they say, matter is dominant and consciousness is an incidental or an emergent property which will come and go. Life is evolved in matter. During the Big Bang, consciousness was not there at all. Then it joined together. They even give some time estimates, 1,000th of second after the Big Bang, 1/100th of the second after Big Bang, what happened? After much time, life evolved. Life means what? Consciousness evolved. When the sun and stars explode, the supernova and all those things, life or consciousness will end also. But matter will continue. That's what the scientists say. So all these sciences are called matter-predominant sciences, in which consciousness is only an incidental evolute. And Vedanta says consciousness is dominant and matter is independent, is matter is dependent on consciousness. Consciousness as karanam and matter as karyam. Consciousness is comparable to clay and matter is comparable to pot. This relationship between consciousness and matter, that has to be clarified. Otherwise, we will continue to think that consciousness is different. The body and mind, they are different. We will still be in what? In Dvaita Bhavaha only. So our next step will be to discuss Brahman and identify with Brahman through the Mahavakya Vichara. Aham Brahmasmi. And how will it help? The Upanishad will present Brahman as Jagat Karanam, the cause of the universe. Therefore, I am Brahman. Brahman is Jagat Karanam. So, I am Jagat Karanam. The world is Karyam. There is no Karyam different from the Karanam. Karyam means effect. There is no Karyam different from the Karanam. Just as there is no dream world separate from the waker. The dream world can threaten me only till I wake up. The moment I wake up, dream world cannot threaten me. So similarly, matter is only an effect, karyam, namarupa. I, the consciousness, is the karanam. So I, the consciousness, plus namarupa is matter or this world. I am the stuff of the world. Mayeva sakalam jatam, mayi sarvam pratishtitam, mayi sarvam layam yati, tad brahmadvayam asmyaham. All the world is namarupa. They all arise in me. They exist in me and finally set in me also. And they don't have a separate existence. Therefore, they cannot threaten me at all. Wave cannot threaten water. Ornaments cannot threaten gold. Parts cannot threaten the clay. Only after the Mahavakya, I will know this. Till such time, I will have this problem. So we have to have that global vision. So these are all the steps we are going to go through. So the next topic is going to be Paramatma Vicharaha, starting from this shloka, shloka 223 to 240, which we will see in the next webinar. Yo vedadau swara prokto vedante cha pratishtitaha tasya prakriti leenasya yapara samaheshwaraha. Shri Krishna arpanamastu.